What's going on, guys? I apologize for not podcasting yesterday. When I told you that I was going to podcast yesterday, I'm sorry. You guys, forgive me. I apologized. My whole body hurts. I'll get into why my whole body hurts. Dan says pain is not a good enough reason to not podcast for you guys. So I kind of agree with him. So we'll get into the episode and I'll explain everything. Okay. Yes, we're back. We're back, baby. We got a fun episode coming up for you suckers, for the cult. All of us together, we're back. We're not at the log cabin yet, but we'll get there, I promise. So, the reason I didn't podcast yesterday, I went to Jenna's graduation from college. So proud of her, by the way. And I got an awful sunburn. My whole body's red. My body hurts. It hurts a lot. And I don't know, man. This is one of the worst burns I've ever had. I'll probably just Photoshop my face on a lobster, and that will be the podcast picture for today. I got a bad burn. I thought I had some poisoning because I had blisters on my body. Look, guys, if you're gonna do a graduation outside, first they said, by the way. They said it would be 2.5 hours. We were there for 5.5 hours. Too long. Change it, you know? Change it. Change the way that you do your graduation. It's all a little bit culty to me, by the way. I joke around about our cult. Just kidding. I'm serious. We have a cult, okay? This is a cult. But, why did the teachers and, like, the higher ups in college, why the fuck are they dressing up like the graduates? That's what I don't like about it. Again, I'm so proud of her. And it made me like, okay, I wish I did that, you know, cause I guess I'm a college dropout cause I took like 3 classes. So that makes me, is that enough credentials for a college dropout? If so, that's what I am. But I was like, oh, okay, I get it why these kids work so hard and they go through with it because it was a cool experience for them. But like I said, 5.5 hours, it's too long. Change it. And this is what, okay, so the day before, they're like, it might get rained out, it might get rained out, it might get rained out. We're like, fuck, okay. They're like, we might just cancel it. Then it's like, okay, it's going to be cloudy, but the rain's going to hold off till noon. We're like, okay, whatever. It might be a little cold. Wear a jacket. Hey, how about this? Wasn't cloudy. Sun beating down on me the whole time for 5.5 hours. And that was the first time being out in the sun this season. So what happened? I got the worst farmer's tan, and it's not tan. It's red, and it hurts. Physically hurts. To sleep hurts. I have to rub this shit all over my head, all over my arms. Not fun. Hurts. It sucks. But I don't know, man. What are you going to do? You can't do anything about this. I had a request, by the way, finally, for this guy, Phil Schneider. This is a weird transition, I know, but I was like just reading about it, and it was actually pretty interesting. Okay, so Phil Schneider, he's employed by, it's like a government, it's like a government employed programming company or something like that. All right, so he basically works for the government, and he works on it's called U.S. Black Projects. There are level 3 security clearance. He was authorized to report to one of the 3 individuals associated, base commander where he was employed, of the CIA, and the president. Now, I know I read that like an idiot, but it's because the site that I was that I took these notes from, it was kind of shitty. It was a little sketchy, but I looked into more of it, and the site was right, and it had all the stuff easy to take notes from. So that's why some of these are gonna be bad. See, he worked for the Navy and shit. He worked for government and spent months in Area 51 as an interpreter for what he thought was, or not what he thought, what the conspirators think is, he's an interpreter to be captured, an interpreter for fucking captured aliens. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm sorry. And the government described it as a reptilian, this alien. He was interpreting for an alien that the government described as reptilian biological entity. And there's all this writing also about these alien grays versus the government people in Area 51. And I don't know if I was buying that shit. But the last 2 years of his life, this is where it gets okay, so you just hear oh, he was working with the aliens. That's really nothing. But the last 2 years of his life, he spent it lecturing about the government cover-ups and black budgets and UFOs. And on January 17th, 96, after a bunch of days, it was I think they said his body was in there for 5 or 7 days. He was found dead in his apartment, and they said oh, yeah, suicide. And a coroner's office said that he died from a stroke, but stuff began to surface, and it seems more like he was murdered. Okay, so his wife got a call from I think it was Clackamas County detectives, and they're it was words from the funeral director, actually, and they said that the funeral director found something around his neck, and that then they were he committed suicide by wrapping a rubber catheter hose around his neck 3 times, and there was a knot in the front, but there was no note. There was no note, and they said that he told his friends and his relatives, if you ever heard that he quote unquote committed suicide, then you knew that he'd been murdered. And that he's saying too, him and his family are being threatened and in dangers because of his lectures and the lecture materials of the aliens, all of his real super high math books, photos of UFOs is what they said. The operation note and his book on the alien agenda, all of that was missing. I mean, that's weird. However, for me, look, man, I don't know what to believe. I want to believe that aliens are real, but every time something pops up, it just seems so fake. I'll get into it after the rest of this story. So against Oregon law, no coroner ever came to his apartment after they found his body, and the police investigation wasn't even under consideration after everything was missing. So no one came to investigate if it was really what happened with him. And even though all that shit was missing, the cops never even were like, hey, you know what? That's a little weird. We should check it out. They didn't even do that, you know? And then, like, the last thing is the medical examiner took blood and urine samples at the autopsy but refused to analyze them. And then they told his wife that these samples would be kept. Like, they made sure, and this is what it says, that these samples would be kept for 12 months. 12 months. And then when she went to go, like, see the samples, it was 11 months, and they were like, yeah, we don't have them. We're 100% sure that this stuff was destroyed. And then, like, the last, this is, I think there's two more things, really. But the last thing is they said it wasn't physically impossible for him to have held the rubber hose around his neck because, like, parts of his left hand or his left fingers were missing. Like, yeah, I think it was his left hand's fingers, some of them were missing. And he had, like, real limited motion. So they said it was physically impossible and that he had a bunch of different pills that would have ended his life quick and painless. And he also had a 9mm gun that he brought to protect himself. So why wouldn't he just shoot himself or take the pills, you know? Like there was an easier way than to do all that work to strangle himself, if that's true about his hand. Look, dude, this story might be bullshit. If not, if this is a real story, minus all the alien shit, the government murdered this guy. They've done it before. There was this journalist. There was a journalist, and he was over with the soldiers in Iraq, I think it was. And this is actually this is a weird fact, but it was like around the time of this volcano went off. And I think it was either New Zealand or Greenland or something like that, or Iceland, one of those, like with the land at the end, you know, and, the volcano was erupting and they poured so much water on this thing that there was like a cloud of smoke and they couldn't take off. That's why I mentioned it, is because the planes couldn't take off. So he couldn't get back to America. So this journalist stayed with this squad or whatever. I don't know what the term is. I'm not a military guy. Stayed with this squad of guys, and they became comfortable with him. They're joking around. The general's joking with them. And general said some shit about Obama. And I think it was like the drone strikes. And then when this guy got back, he wrote about, like, all this stuff. The general got fired. And then this journalist just ended up crashing his car at 120. And, like, he crashed his car at 120 miles per hour, just ran straight into a tree. And the government was like, yeah, the people were like, well, he was found with, I think it was Adderall. Whatever the real term for Adderall is, it was found in his system. But a ton of journalists and writers and reporters, Adderall's huge with that, because they have to stay up, you know. And this dude had that in his system, but that's not going to make you drive your car into a tree, okay? And, it was on Rogan and a couple other podcasts where they were basically saying, dude, if the government, if we have self-driving cars and we have cars with GPS, they said that the chances that the government can hack into that car and take it over are really, really good. Like, better than you want them to be. So you think if somebody was talking shit and making an impact on something the government didn't want to get out, don't you think if they had a chance to just get them out of there or send a message, don't you think they would do it? So if this dude is spewing all this UFO shit, don't you think that the government would be like, hey, let's shut that guy up real quick, huh? And I'm not saying that it's real. I'm not saying that the UFO shit's real. Look, I don't believe that we're the only ones, but I don't know if they're here. And I definitely don't think that they look like the aliens that you see on movies. The alien grays that they were talking about. That's why I was like, that seems too, like when they were talking about the alien grays, that's when I was kind of like, this might not be legit. But the government definitely could have killed this guy. It's something fun to look into, you know? But speaking of that, the volcano that went up that kept that journalist, how about Hawaii blowing up almost? I watched this video of a car just get engulfed in lava. That is terrifying. And I think that's like something that you just have to deal with if you live in Hawaii. Like, California is so awesome that it's like, okay, we got to throw some earthquakes in here, you know? Florida, it's like, yeah, it's fucking sweet here. Let's hit them with a couple hurricanes. Ohio. See where I'm going? It's like, we get some snow. Because our summers are kind of cool. But the coolest places, I feel like, they come with a little bit. Besides, does Colorado get anything? Because I think Colorado would be sweet. Washington, like the state, obviously cool, but it rains there a lot. Bears, too. And then Hawaii, it's like, dude. Also, if you build a fucking sick-ass town or state on a volcano, come on, you know? Come on. But what I was thinking about is, like, imagine if you were in Hawaii thousands of years ago, before the internet, before anybody knew what the hell was going on. And then you're in paradise, okay? There's seagulls, there's dolphins. Everything's beautiful. The palm trees, the coconuts, I don't know, do they have coconuts in Hawaii? Maybe. What do they have there? Bananas? I'm sure they got fucking bananas. It's beautiful. Oranges, tropical fruit, whatever. Whatever they have there. You're eating it, you hear a seagull, and then it starts rumbling a little bit. What the fuck is going on today? And then the earth opens up and lava starts spitting out. You would be like, oh fuck, we just angered the gods. You know? Oh fuck, we just angered the gods. Why are they turning this beautiful place into a literal hell? You know, you'd think like, oh fuck, what did we do? But yeah, I thought that was crazy. I really did. I don't know. What the fuck else do I want to talk about? It was something more earthy. Game hunting. Because I was reading, you know how Trump like put the ban on trophy hunting, and you can't bring elephant tusks or anything back here. Look, man, I love elephant tusks. I mean, not elephant tusks. I love elephants. Elefantes. Okay? Favorite animal in the whole world. I love lions. Okay? I don't think the world would be as cool without lions and elephants and rhinos and shit. And I was reading, and the more you read into, like, trophy hunting bans, the worse it is for the actual animals. And hear me out, okay? So you put the ban, and now what happens, this is what happens when you put the ban on, like, trophy hunting. The wildlife places that were in business, you know, they'd get $250,000 for a tag to hunt a lion, or the same for an elephant, maybe more. Those places go out of business. And the elephants and the lions, that's opening the floodgates for poaching to happen. Because the business is going down. Why do they need to put... They don't need to put such a... Like a... act out for... I don't know what the word is that I'm looking for. I know what I'm trying to say. But if the business is going down, they're not going to put any money towards the poaching, like stopping poaching. So the poaching is going to start happening more. And I didn't realize it. You don't realize that when you read a headline and it says Trump stops trophy hunting from coming back to America or whatever. Trump stops Americans from trophy hunting. Because they're not, you know, you're not going to pay $250,000 to go hunt a lion and then just take a picture of it, you know? You want to bring it back. And that meat, I don't know if you eat it, but if you do eat it, it probably goes to, like, a tribe around there or something. And it opened up for poaching, which is awful. And, you know, the hunters, like I said, they're scared. They don't want to go over there. You know what happens when you post a picture of you standing over a lion? You get so much hate. Remember that Cecil shit? I was all for it, too, because I had no idea. I was all for stopping the Cecil hunter. And then remember when they thought that they shot his brother, too? And then they're like, oh, that's not, it's not Cecil's brother. And everybody's like, thank God. Dude, we can't give lions names. How about that? Okay, unless you're in a zoo, you don't get a name if you're a lion. Because if you put a name on it, then you think that that lion has, you just feel some weird tie to it. It's not good. Like, I don't know. So what they have to do now is they have to call these lions, which is just, you just have to kill them. So, I think like recently it was 200 lions, which were, let's even say $50,000. That's what, $10 million that they lost. If they had 200 lions, that $50,000 per tag, that's 10 million bucks they just lost out on. But they still had to kill all those lions, and they didn't make any money off of it. In a perfect world, okay, you know, you wouldn't have to kill lions. They would just exist. Like, no one wants to fuck with a lion. But that's not the world we live in, okay? And it sucks. It sucks all around, you know? But they're not getting money. And also, another thing that's pretty gross is, like, those high fence operations. Do you know what those are? It's, like, a high fence operation center, I think, in Africa, where they just, they have these lions in a fenced-in area, and then when the hunters come, they just release the lions, like, that day, and the lion hangs out around the fence because it doesn't know what the fuck, how the fuck to be a lion and live in the wild. That's messed up, too. You know, that's both ways you're getting fucked in the ass and in the mouth. Double pipe. You're getting it in two pipes. The two-pipe snake-a-rooney. That's what we'll call that. The two-pipe snake-a-rooney. And, yeah, that's no bueno. But there's got to be something to do. I need to make a double-pipe snake-a-rooney t-shirt. If you guys want a double-pipe snake-a-rooney t-shirt, fucking DM me and I'll give you one. I'll give you a double-pipe snake-a-rooney t-shirt. So stupid. I'm so dumb. But, yeah, I don't know. I just thought I would talk about that because it was interesting to me because I had no idea. I had no idea that that was how it was until I started reading about it because I am a dumb-dumb and I read headlines and I think, okay, yeah, I know a lot about that now because I read that headline. You know what else I was thinking about, which is freaking weird, is do you ever, like, I'll save that one for next time, but we'll keep this one professional. The UFC deal. This is another thing. The headline seems good. Then you look into it, And it's not what you think. I thought this was a step forward for UFC. Okay. They signed a deal with ESPN. If you don't know, it's $150 million. On paper, I mean, that sounds cool, right? But this, it's only streaming on the ESPN app or like whatever you use to stream. It's like ESPN Plus. It's not ESPN, ESPN 2, or whatever other ESPNs they have. I think they're still with Fox too. So they said it was going to be, it's like 10 or 12 events, I think, maybe 15, that are going to be on this ESPN Plus. But I don't know if they're going to have any good cards. I don't know if it's going to be like the ones that are on Fight Pass. So it's kind of a step back, I think, because I don't know. To me, if you want to be taken seriously, you don't go to ESPN Plus, which I haven't heard of. I'm sure people know what it is, but I haven't heard of it until the UFC signed with them. And then so with Fight Pass, you pay 10 or 12 bucks a month, whatever it is, and then you have to pay another $4.99. I think it's $9.99 a month for Fight Pass, and then you have to pay $4.99 for this. So that's 15 bucks a month. Plus, if you buy the fucking the pay-per-view that month, then you're looking at what, 75 bucks a month on just UFC. I don't think it's gonna work. I don't think it's a good idea. First off, Fight Pass. I just feel like, dude, I feel like the UFC is too greedy. I was listening to Schaub, and he said almost basically like, do 6 pay-per-views a year and just make them insane cards. Because, I don't know, I feel like they're trying to force too many fights. Not too many fights, but like they're trying to hype too many fights that people don't really care about. But I also think they're with Fox too. So with Fox, they're going to have those fight nights, the Fight Pass fight nights, this ESPN, plus thing. Plus they're still going to do the pay-per-views. It seems, I feel like they have too much quantity and they don't have enough quality. That makes sense. Like it's just kind of watering it down. It's hard to keep up when there's that many fights going on all the time. You know, it's hard enough to watch like the fights every week. Now it's going to be multiple fights per week. It's too much time. I just don't have enough time for that to watch that. But then they're still with Fox because they still need like, I think it's another 200 mil to like cover their ass. Look, if I'll say this, if ESPN promotes them, like promotes the UFC good, then it's worth, I guess, the 150 mil. Still probably not, but I think that would be better than if it was just, you know, whatever, the fucking shit. If it's just for the ESPN Plus, then it's not, I don't think it's worth 150 mil. But if it's on ESPN Plus and then they promote it on ESPN or ESPN 2 or even like the ESPN radio, I think that would be worth it. The promotion would be worth 150 mil. I don't know. It would be nice. I don't think this is going to go, but if the UFC did like one sick fight card and they did it with ESPN on ESPN one night, like one Friday or Saturday night when nothing's going on or it's just fucking baseball season. Like this time of year, right after the playoffs, the NBA playoffs, I think that would be ideal, but I don't think it's going to happen. Fucking do it on ESPN too. Who cares? Whatever. I think that's it. I don't know how long this was, like a half hour, maybe a little bit longer. But, I'm going to drop another episode this week because I feel so bad that I've been super inconsistent, and that's not good. It's not professional. Can't be taken serious if I don't be consistent. You have to fucking work, okay? I don't know. I have more that I want to say, but I don't want to just fucking drag this on. So yeah, it'll be the next episode. We'll talk about some real life shit, okay? We'll talk about Super Troopers too. I'm gonna give that a couple more days before I, cause I'm sure there's gonna be spoilers in it that I slip up on. So if you want to go see Super Troopers, for sure go see it. And then later this week, I'll drop a review, and you can see if you agree with it or not. So I think that'll be fun. Double pipe Snakeroonies t-shirts coming soon. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you. Thanks for not giving up. We're like almost 100 episodes, and I think we're 96 or 97. At 100 episodes, I'm going to try to blow myself, okay? And then we'll see what happens. Because if it happens, then I guess don't need a girlfriend. So, just kidding. All right, guys. I'm getting out of here because I'm just rambling now. Until next time, I love you guys. Go climb a tree or something, you know? Peace.